This is Fleetwood Mac, and it's off their live album The Dance, which came out, was that 96, 98? I forget. Can't immediately see a date. But this somehow reminds me of my parents. The album generally, but because a friend of our family came out to stay with us for a weekend. And I'd been really into drumming at the time. I had a drum kit. Did I have a drum kit? I can't remember. I think I was getting into drums anyway. And there was something about the drumming of this that I really, really liked. This friend of our family came and my parents hadn't seen this, and he also said, "Oh, John, you should watch this as well because you'll probably be interested in it." And we watched the dance concert. And so that kind of got me into Fleetwood Mac a little bit. There was a lot that I loved about this concert, mainly the drumming. I am really drawn to drums. But there was something about watching Lindsey Buckingham play guitar as well. He's a really interesting guitarist with a very unusual style of playing. This is a really interesting piece, and I was really drawn to this one. Interesting note about this song and the drumming, as I was talking about before, but there's a kind of there's a way of hitting the snare with both sticks, and you just ever so slightly delay one of them, and you get this really interesting sort of double hit noise. And I learned how to do that because of this song. Really been drawn to that sound, that the noise of that ever since. I really love it. And I like where this solo goes as well. But me and my folks went on, after we watched this, we started playing songs with the three of us. We did some Crowded House songs, we did some Fleetwood Mac, we did some Shadows instrumentals, but we incorporated Fleetwood Mac songs into the set on the strength of watching this DVD that this is from. We never played this song. None of us were up to this solo, but yeah. So whenever I think of Fleetwood Mac, and whenever I think of the dance concert especially, it just makes me think of me and my folks.